At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
How can you tell if the person you're in a romantic relationship with is the right person to spend the rest of your life with? You can't. You actually decide that rather than discovering it. I might suggest what you might look for on the way to making that decision. All things considered, a certain amount of similarity on the personality dimensions between the two of you is probably to be recommended. If you differ tremendously in trait conscientiousness, one of you is going to find the other unbearably rigid, orderly, and workaholic-oriented, and that person is going to find you dissolute and undisciplined. And those are temperamental differences, and if the gap is large, it's hard to bridge it. Agreeableness, it's the same thing. The warmer person will find the colder, harsher person cruel and unkind, and the cruel and unkind person will find the more agreeable person soft, a pushover, and contemptibly unable to stand up for themselves. The extrovert will want to be out partying all the time, and the introvert will have had his or her fill of that very rapidly. So you want some temperamental similarity across the major personality dimensions, with the possible exception of trait neuroticism, which is the generalized proclivity to experience negative emotion. I would suggest that a person high in neuroticism seek out someone low or very low, because first of all, neuroticism is one of the best predictors of unhappiness in a relationship. And so if you're both high in neuroticism, you're very likely to be unhappy in the relationship. And it's highly probable that the person who's higher in neuroticism needs the stabilizing influence of someone who's lower. Then I would say, well, this is based on my clinical observations as well as the experiences of my life. I think it's necessary, or at least highly desirable, that you find the person that you're with sexually attractive. And that's somewhat ineffable. You can be confronted with two people who are, by objective standards, equally attractive, or perhaps equally unattractive, and find yourself very physically attracted to one of them, while the other one will leave you cold. And that's a deep mystery. And I've seen couples try, who get along as friends, try to bridge that romantic gap by will. And I haven't really seen it be successful. So I think you need that spark that ignites sexual passion. Then you have to...
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
ask yourself if you can trust the person. If there are activities that you can share with them that would make up a life, if you're oriented in approximately the same direction with regard to your goals, especially important goals, career and children being foremost among them, if you think you could come to some agreement about how the economic resources could be distributed, or at least how that might be negotiated, if you can negotiate with the other person, and again, if you can trust them. And I would say of all those, trust is the most crucial component, maybe followed by the ability to negotiate. The right person is someone you can negotiate with, because there's going to be differences between you and them. There's going to be differences in your approach. There should be. Hopefully there'll be, because that means that the two of you are bringing different skill sets to bear on the problem. That means that you have a more diverse range of potential responses, which can be good, but also that there's going to be conflict. The issue then becomes, can you negotiate through the conflicts? And will the other person stick to their negotiated solution? And then if you find someone like that and they're of approximately the right age and everything else seems to be in order, then in some sense, they're as good a bet as the next person, and life doesn't last forever. And so there's real reasons to get on with it. You have to understand that even in the best relationships are predicated on attraction, trust, and negotiation. And it's constant. You're constantly negotiating to maintain the relationship, to expand it. You don't find the right person and live happily ever after. Life is far too complicated for that.
My father taught me way back, son, always do more than what you get paid for. Now, some individuals might argue with that. They'd say, no, you're going to mess up the whole program. I know they're wrong. In my own self-interest, I did what my father taught me, to always do more than I got paid for. Why? To make an investment in my future. Do more than you get paid for to make an investment in your future, and it's paid off for me. If you're wanting that big promotion, are you going to go up to your boss and say, just give it to me? I'll work harder if you just give me that promotion. No, it doesn't work that way. You've got to do more in your current position so that you get noticed, so you stand out from everybody else. So the boss says, hey, we've got this position opening up, and I think we should give it to Nancy. She does so much more than we expect. Just imagine what she'll do if we give her this promotion. You've got to do more than you're paid for. You've got to. It's an investment in your future. It's one thing to make a sale. I'm telling you, if you make a sale, you'll make a living. All of us have found ways to make a living. What got interesting for me early on was to figure out ways to make a fortune. You'd say, well, Mr. Roan, how would I deserve to make a fortune? It's easy. Render fortunes of service. People will do things you cannot believe for people who give them good service. Here's one of the greatest gifts you can give anybody, the gift of attention. In return, they will do extraordinary things for your career. Take you by the hand and lead you to more people than you could meet by yourself. Always do more than you get paid for. Life responds to deserve, not need. Life was not designed to give us what we need. Life was designed to give us what we deserve. Once you understand that little life principle in your own self-interest, I'm telling you, it's life-changing. The ancient law does not go like this. If you need, you will reap. No, it doesn't work that way. A lot of people out there are hoping it works that way. But no, it doesn't. The ancient law goes like this: if you plant, you will reap. If you sow, you will reap. Somebody says, well, I really need to reap. Well, then you really need to plant in your own self-interest. Your own self-interest needs to be educated in how to plant, how to do it so everybody wins, because life doesn't respond to need. You can't go to the soil and say, I need a crop. The soil just smiles at you. And here's what the soil says: don't bring me your need, bring me some seed. Bring me some effort. Bring me some discipline. Bring me some interest. Bring me some service. Bring me these things, and I'll return to you multiplied by 2 times, 5 times, 10 times. You can't come with need. You've got to come with seed. You've got to come with willingness. You've got to come with skills. You've got to be willing to learn, willing to change, willing to grow, willing to put yourself out, willing to stand up to the bad weather, willing to pull out the weeds, willing to nurture. That's the only way you get a return. Once you understand these principles, self-interest now truly becomes an exciting challenge, making sure everybody wins. Enlightened self-interest makes sure that everybody wins.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save